everyone. It's Dana and Chelsea. We know that it's been a little while since we've seen you, but we are excited to be back with our season 8 coming out in January 2024. Dana and I have been doing a lot of reading over the last couple months, and we are so excited to share with you what we've been learning, who we've been chatting with, and what we've been reading.
Hi, everybody. Dana, super excited, as Chelsea mentioned, to share this season with you. There's 6 different books that we've read and 6 different authors that we engage in conversation with. We hope that you enjoy every single episode. The one that I'm going to share 3 books, Chelsea's going to share 3 books. The first one I want to share is Shouting in the Fire, an American Epistle by Dante Stort. And this was a great conversation with Reverend Dante Stort. It's super lively. Really hope that you enjoy this work and love to get any feedback, of course.
He's got a lot of energy. The next book we have is Life After God, Finding Faith When You Can't Breathe Anymore by Mark Feldmeyer. And Mark is a good friend of ours, and so we're excited for you to engage in that conversation alongside of us.
Yeah. The third one, Sensual Faith, The Art of Coming Home to Your Body by LaVon Briggs. And wow, this is very unique. It was different. I really enjoyed reading it, thinking about our body. We are all created in the image of God. She does an amazing job of just kind of breaking down some strong boundaries and barriers that have been put up in more fundamentalist evangelical Christian communities. I loved it. Hope you enjoyed that one.
I think she calls herself a sex positive pastor. So that doesn't entice you. Our next one is by Amy Kenney. My Body is Not a Prayer Request, Disability Justice in the Church.
Yeah.
And this is just such a long overdue conversation of people who are disabled and the way that they experience the world, and particularly the way that they have been harmed by the church. So we hope you will engage in this book and in that conversation also.
I love that color. It is like the cover of the book. It's so vibrant and just makes you happy. Okay. And then, this is amazing. Cole Arthur Riley, Black Liturgies, Prayers, Poems, and Meditations for Staying Human. I mean, if you read her first book, this is just an amazing book that goes right along with it. If you follow her on Instagram, I think you're going to see some familiarity here with the poems, the prayers, the breath work that she incorporates into it. And so we definitely want you to engage with this work.
And Cole, to me, just from our previous conversations with her, is such a prophet and poet. And so just such beautiful words and ideas and thoughts. And she makes you kind of come alive again in your faith. And then this one's a little bit different. This is a 40-day devotional by Kat Armas, Sacred Belonging, a 40-day devotional on the liberating heart of Scripture. And it is really super accessible, super expansive, just a couple minutes a day to kind of dive into Scripture, to ground yourself, to open your eyes. She's a beautiful writer also. So we would encourage you to pick this one up also.
Yeah. I mean, I think about it. We just have an array of different topics, themes, ways to engage with books, from, you know, the devotional to Cole Arthur Riley's poems and letters and meditations, to, you know, LaVon Briggs talking about sexuality and masturbation, to Dante talking about being an athlete and being in a white church as a Black man, an African-American Black man in the U.S. And then even Amy Kenney, disability justice. So there's a lot going on this season.
And what I love about both Amy and Mark's books have at the end, and I think LaVon says too, even questions and reflection questions, discussion questions. So we encourage you to grab a couple friends, read the book, and then the questions are kind of built right in to have follow-up discussions and to dive deeper. So this is our offering to you as we start the new year. Many people make New Year's resolutions. Maybe yours can be to dive into some more reading, and we hope you will take some of our suggestions. And really just expand your heart and mind as you grow closer to God, yourselves, others, and the world.
Amen.